and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 1st of February, 2008. It's the birthday of the poet Galway Connell, Providence, Rhode Island, 1927. Went to Princeton. He was a roommate of the poet W.S. Merwin. They read Yeats together. Galway Connell, who said, "To me, poetry is somebody standing up, so to speak, and saying, with as little concealment as possible, what it is for him or her to be on earth at this moment." It's the birthday of the novelist Muriel Spark, born in Edinburgh, 1918, best known for her book The Prime of Miss Jean Brodie, an odd and comic writer who started out writing love letters to herself that she signed with men's names and hid in the sofa cushions in the hopes of shocking her mother. It's the birthday of S.J. Perlman, Sidney Joseph Perlman, born in Brooklyn, 1904. He grew up in Providence, Rhode Island, went on to write for The New Yorker magazine. Perlman, one of whose essays begins, "I guess I'm just an old mad scientist at bottom. Give me an underground laboratory, half a dozen atom smashers, and a beautiful girl in a diaphanous veil waiting to be turned into a chimpanzee, and I care not who writes the nation's laws." Described himself, Perlman did, as button cute, rapier keen, wafer thin, and pauper poor. Owns one of the rare mouths in which butter has never melted. And it's the birthday of the poet-novelist Langston Hughes, born in Joplin, Missouri, 1902, brought up by his mother and his grandmother. Went to Columbia University for a year, then he decided he wanted to travel around. Left New York and took odd jobs, made his way from Africa to France to Holland, Italy, and finally back to the United States. Got a job working as a busboy. Came back north after he published his first book of poems, The Weary Blues. He was a writer of the Harlem Renaissance and one of the first African-American poets to use the language of lower-class black Americans. He said, "I want to write for the people who have their nip of gin on Saturday nights and are not too important to themselves or the community or too well-fed or too learned to watch the lazy world go round." I tried to write poems like the songs they sang on 7th Street, songs that had the pulse beat of the people who keep on going. Poems for the people he described as my people: dishwashers, elevator boys, ladies' maids, crapshooters, cooks, waiters, jazzers, nurses of babies, loaders of ships, rounders, number writers, comedians in vaudeville, and bandmen in circuses, dream singers, all. Here's a poem by Langston Hughes on his birthday entitled Lincoln Theater. The head of Lincoln looks down from the wall while movies echo dramas on the screen. The head of Lincoln is serenely tall above a crowd of black folk, humble, mean. The movies end, the lights flash gaily on, the band down in the pit bursts into jazz. The crowd applauds a plump, brown-skinned, bleached blonde who sings the troubles every woman has. She snaps her fingers, slowly shakes her hips, and cries all careless-like from reddened lips, "The man I loves has gone and done me wrong." While girls who wash rich white folks' clothes by day and sleek-haired boys who deal in love for pay press hands together, laughing at her song. Langston Hughes' poem, Lincoln Theater, from the collected poems of Langston Hughes, published by Vintage Classics and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. produced by Katrina Chikala and Ella Shovanek. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.